You're listening to SBS News.
Last October, the federal government introduced a significant increase in filing fees in the Federal Circuit Court for migration-related matters. The fee change, an increase from $690 to $3,300, came into effect last month. The government says the increase is necessary to reinvest in the justice system amid an increasing caseload of applications. But critics distrust the move. Centre Alliance Senator Sterling Griff introduced a disallowance motion to Parliament this week on the fee hike. He says the change will make caseloads more manageable, but only because it will push many migration law applicants out of the system due to lack of affordability.
It's a cheap game of smoke and mirrors, and vulnerable litigants are the ones who will pay the price. Our legal system is based on the premise that every person has the right to justice. Justice should be accessible for all. It should be affordable for all. Justice should be about fair and equal treatment for all. Migrants should not be treated as cash cows and a political weapon.
But despite support from Labor, the Greens and Independent Senators Rex Patrick and Jackie Lambie, the motion failed. Dr. Carolyn Graydon is the Principal Solicitor and Manager of the Human Rights Law Program at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
The Federal Circuit Court, you know, provides an essential sort of legal safety net. So it conducts reviews of decisions that have come through the Immigration and Assessment Authority for refugee or asylum seekers subject to fast-track processes, or those that have made applications to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. So, you know, the court's role is to really ensure that those merits review bodies have provided decisions that comply with the law.
She says the fee increase is an insurmountable financial barrier to many.
It took effect on the 1st of January this year, and we're already seeing in our legal clinics the impact of that, of people being unable to access justice and unable to exercise their legal rights to seek review in the court.
Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson says people pursuing migration-related matters in the Federal Circuit Court can apply to obtain a full waiver of the fee.
In considering whether payment of a fee would cause financial hardship to an individual, the registrar or an authorised officer must consider the individual's income, day-to-day living expenses, liabilities and assets.
But Carolyn Graydon says the burden shouldn't be put on some of the most vulnerable members of society. She says courts need to be properly resourced by the government.
It is very concerning given the high stakes that are often involved in the asylum seeking and refugee assessment systems, but also for those seeking reviews of migration decisions, especially decisions that might relate to cancellation of visas. People might be facing permanent family separation as a consequence of some of those decisions.
Family separation is an issue that will be explored in a Senate inquiry into Australia's migration system. The wide-ranging inquiry will be conducted through the Legal and Constitutional References Committee and focus on partner visas, delays, discrimination and broader issues in the family migration program. Josephine Langbian is a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre. She says a review into the family migration system is long overdue.
This is a system that has been failing families for years and is in desperate need of reform. We're working with people who are separated from their children, people who haven't seen their partners for several years. And this is just a completely unacceptable situation when reuniting families should really be at the heart of our migration policies.
There were more than 200,000 people waiting for a family visa at the end of the last financial year, while the current backlog of partner visa applications is estimated to be around 91,000. The Department of Home Affairs says processing times can be affected by a range of factors, including changes in application volumes, seasonal peaks, and complex cases. But Josephine Langbian says it shouldn't take thousands of dollars and years of waiting to be reunited with loved ones. She argues the government could fix the problem tomorrow if it changed its priorities.
We want to see an end to the policies that disadvantage refugee families and exclude them from those family reunion processes. But more broadly, we'd like to see a family migration system that is fair, fast and accessible for families from all backgrounds. So we'd like to see more family visa places available. We'd like to see dramatically improved processing times and visa fees that are accessible to families of all financial situations.
She says the inquiry comes at an opportune time.
I think the COVID-19 pandemic really showed us all how important our connections to our loved ones really are. And as Australia looks to move into recovery mode following the pandemic, we have an opportunity to really reform our migration system and build policies that actually prioritise reuniting people with their loved ones. A fairer family migration system can play a really crucial role in our recovery as Australia begins to reconnect with the rest of the world.
Anyone with experience of the family and partner visa system can make a submission to the inquiry. Amy Hall, SBS News.